recorded previously in the dirty south of fair London. The Danny Show with your host, Danny.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's show. First and foremost, I want to thank everyone for listening to the show and giving great feedback. With your help, the show can only get bigger and better. Yay!
Coming up later on the Danny Show.
Candy Brown will be joining us for Candy's Clinic, where we'll be talking about all the foolishness that's been happening this week. We'll have a fun giveaway and the Danny News. But before all that, let's check out the subject of the week. The government loves dance breeds. Yes, guys, it's a painful but true fact. David Cameron and his band of evildoers love when we're dance breeds. So I'm going to educate you and help us move forward. Feel the irony now as I play Chipmunk, my favourite little lesbian, flying high.
Danny Show.
You know we flying high.
Hey, hey, oh, oh, hey, hey.
I got him singing like.
Hey, hey.
Bottles today, babe. Let's drink two and spray a. Yeah, all over the damn place. Or in the haters' damn face. Don't change a banner. I ain't in a bandanas. Might fly to Barbados. Try and find some Rihannas. I'm running this jungle. Can't touch me, I'm Hammer. And I'm a Lion King. Hakuna Matata. No worries at all. No foot in your ball. I'm on my Apple shit. Women, I'm matching them all. Capital summertime ball. Yeah, I can rock a crowd. You feel that hook coming? Let's sing it loud. I'm stacking my cheddar. I've never been better. It's now or it's never. You know we flying high. I'm stacking my cheddar. I've never been better. It's now or it's never. You know we flying high.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got 'em singing like. You know we flying high. Yeah. Still putting on for my team. Scooping niggas' wifey. And all the girls like me. Including the Dikes. The life of the body. My queen on my body. She's smelling my neck. That's Izzy Miyagi. I keep it so cool, but I am no fool. These niggas with me don't know vocals, but they pro tools. Pour me a glass, toast G. I'm fucking bossy, fuck being low key. Ooh. And you know I can rock a crowd. You feel that hook coming? Let's sing it now. I'm stacking my cheddar. I've never been better. It's now or it's never. You know we flying high. I'm stacking my cheddar. I've never been better. It's now or it's never. You know we flying high.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I got 'em singing like. You know we flying high. You know we flying high.
Yeah, oh,
I got 'em singing like.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Don't you love a little bit of Chipmunk? Yeah, a little bit. Moving on quickly, back to the subject of the week, the government loves dance breeds. Now, if you don't know what a dance breed is, you are most probably a dance breed, okay? Dance means stupid, thick, read a book, and breed means your mum and dad did it. Now, the reason the government likes us when we're dance breeds is because they can get us to do whatever the fuck they want, okay? Now, I blame a lot of you dance breeds. Yes, you guys who voted for the Tory government because I wanted something different. I don't like Gordon Brown's face. Well, how do you like David Cameron's plans for your children's education? Yes, that's right, guys. The government is going after our future generation's education. Now, I'm talking from a place of experience. When I say I like the Labour government, I don't like a lot of what they did, but some of what they did definitely benefited me and a lot of people in my position. I'm a young, small girl, you know, from Peckham. I want to go to a good school, but I can't. Under the previous administration, before the Labour government, the Tories had this idea that Beacon schools, the good schools, would be the only schools to get any monetary support. And schools that were poor performing, like the school I ended up going to, would get no money at all. How the fuck does that make any sense? Why would you only give money to the schools that are performing well? Didn't you think that maybe the schools that are performing shit because they ain't got no money? No, but you wouldn't think like that, would you? Because you're Tory and you don't care about the lower people. But thank God, when I came and was ready to get educated, the Labour government took over and they pumped a lot of money into the school where I was going. That really helped me out because I actually ended up leaving secondary school top 5 in my class and going to the top state college in London. Great news for me and the people in my generation, but fuck me if the kids below us get the same treatment. So fuck you, David Cameron, from me and my people. We're gonna move on right now to the next song, Nicki Minaj and Rihanna, Raining Men. Enjoy that one, guys.
That Danny Show.
Fiasco a little bit later on in the show in Candy Clinic and talk about how dry that whole beef is getting. But right now we're going to go back to our subject of the week, the government loves dance breeds, guys. I know a lot of you are wondering, how does all that information that you gave me relate to dance breedness and its effect on our nation? Well, I'm going to tell you guys. If the government are going to happily commit the generations below us to dance breedness by not allowing them to go to school. We have to tackle this issue head on. I know a lot of students went out and rioted the other day, but we need more of those riots, guys, and I'm going to explain exactly why right now. Kids in the future will not be able to afford to go to school, okay? They will not be able to afford the quality of education that I and a lot of people who I went to school with were able to afford. The government are doing this because they cannot have, in their eyes, a whole nation of people who are fully educated. Why can they not have this? Because they need to keep in order their level of hierarchy. There needs to be dance breeds out there to do jobs that other people don't want to do forcefully. They want to do it by force. They don't want people to have the choice about what they want to do. They want to forcefully subject people to dance breedness, and this is how they're going to do it. By ensuring the generations beneath my own are incapable of paying for their education. I am only £30,000 in debt for my education. I know a lot of you are thinking, ooh, £30,000. I think that is comparable with the amount that the generations below us are being forced to pay. £72,000 in one instance. Let me break this down to you. My tuition fee for each year of my education at degree level was £3,070. Side eye at the £70, but whatever, £3,000. Now, I also had maintenance loans for my books and other things. Let's not lie, that's not what it got spent on. But yes, I had £6,000 a year worth of maintenance loans, okay? So 6,000 plus 3,000 times 3 is near enough to £30,000, okay guys? Now, the generations below us are being told that they need to pay more than £12,000 for their tuition fee alone a year in some instances. Now, that is not including the amount of maintenance loans that they're going to have to pay. Where I only had to pay £6,000, some of these people will have to pay in upwards of £18,000 a year for their maintenance. This is absolutely ridiculous. £18,000 plus £12,000 multiplied by a 3-year degree, and in some cases a 4-year degree. I'm not good at maths. You guys do it on a calculator and figure it out. Either way, it means the people below us are fucked financially. An education should be an investment and not a burden. And under the government's proposals for the restructuring of education, that is exactly what it's going to be to the children beneath us. A big old burden that they're not going to want to carry, okay guys? Oh, moving on now, we're going to play my favourite guy of the moment. I love his album, I bump it every day, no lie, Tiny Temper, and one of my favourite songs on the album, Simply Unstoppable. Guys, enjoy this one and really think about what I've said to you, because it's going to be the poorer amongst us who are going to suffer, guys. Enjoy Tiny's words of wisdom. He's quite sexy as well, isn't he?
Danny Show.
Yeah, simple. Honey, I'm a fine boy, no pimples. I done deja vu, I done dingles. And fucking everybody wants me on a single. My mom 44 years with no wrinkles. I got 100,000 on me, I can sprinkle. Oh yeah, my house covered in tinsel. I gone pop and I won't stop Pringles. Yeah. Up, check my rolly wrist, what the fuck am I to drink, cause we about to kick off like the big boss make him jump like Chris Cross. Girl, you better turn me on, cause I'm about to switch off. I think I should remind them I'm about to clean up like a Dyson. Cause I just say it how it is like Simon. I like the taste of alcohol, I got wine gums. I don't ever wanna hear another siren. Them high rises can block your horizon. Disturbing London is the city that I'm from. Where if we like the tune, we make the DJ rewind them. Yeah. Tick tock, check my
my rolly wrist. What the fuck am I to drink? Cause we about to kick off like. The big boss make him jump like Chris Cross. Girl, you better turn me on cause I'm about to switch off. I bet I make them say, ooh, some Alizé and some Grey Goose. I said no to like six or seven labels. I used to sit next to Rachel in St. Paul's. My fans are crazy with stencils and staples. I came to cause a bit of chaos and to break rules. If it ain't me, it ain't cool. Hey baby, bring another bottle to the table.
Hi guys, I know that was a lot of information to take in at one point, but I want everybody to be fully educated about what's going on so in future elections we can make the right decision and not bring Dunspeed warriors like David Cameron and his band of evildoers to cabinet again. Okay guys, we're going to move on to our next portion of the show, eagerly anticipated Candy Clinic with one of my greatest friends. I've known her for a very long time, Candy Brown. Hey Candy.
Hi Danny. Hi guys.
Oh, why are you sounding like that? Are you feeling like, oh my god, time to talk about foolishness, I need to get into that foolish mode.
I'm in the foolish mode. It's been an excellent show so far. We're just gonna dish out the foolishness thick and fast as we do, and let you people have it, and let you know how to avoid such things happening in your life and your children's lifetime.
Exactly. Go on, girl, hit them with it. What's up first?
Okay, first off, let's talk about, it's been blowing up CNN, Fox News, Channel 4, BBC One, I don't know, wherever you've been. William is finally marrying Katie Waitie. And yes, it's only been a decade, people. I mean, Beyonce done told bitch, if you like it, you should have put a ring on it. But hopefully 9 years ago, hint, hint to all you people out there still waiting for that man to marry you and he's not going to. I think the real question that I want the answer to, Danny wants the answer to, is will William's hairline be invited to the wedding?
I mean, that's a really important question because I haven't seen his hairline in a few years now.
About the 10 that Katie's been waiting.
Exactly. Excellent. Moving on swiftly.
Secondly, as Danny discussed earlier, we're going to now chow down on this Nicki Minaj versus Lil Kim beef. Now, in my head, coming up as a ute in the I'm not going to tell you because I'm not going to reveal my age, I'm personally more inclined towards Lil Kim. Don't know about you, don't get me wrong. I love Nicki.
I'm more inclined to Nicki, so I think this is a good little debate that we'll have
here. Yeah, it won't end in punches. We've got love for each other, I mean, you know. But at the same time, I think Nicki has so far played the game really well, but now she's using her publicity scam and she's getting all up in Lil Kim's plastic face, like...
No, but wait, hold on a second. The thing about it is, Nicki Minaj wouldn't get up in Lil Kim's plastic face if Lil Kim didn't give her a reason. Kim, every time somebody shoves a camera in Kim's face, the first thing that comes out of her name is Nicki Minaj. Like, oh my god, didn't even give her a second to catch her breath. Nicki Minaj. Like, come on, give yourself a second to breathe. Remember, compose yourself, you are the queen. No one is denying that you're the queen. However, you know, sometimes people feel intimidated or, do you know what I mean, like their position is being threatened, so they think, oh my god, you know what, I'm gonna fight. No. You ain't fighting, bitch. Just relax, you know, we ain't fighting out here.
Nicki, in my eyes, has already done the thing, you know, paid homage, said she was the greatest and it's blatant, I jacked my swag from her, dot, dot, dot. We all just need to grow up and get along. I think it would be smart if Kim took Nicki under her wing.
Thank you, because this is what the guys do. They get together on a great track and make great music. Why can't the girls do this? No, they want to fight and know who's the baddest bitch. You're all bad.
Exactly. And to be fair, me and Daddy have already discussed, there's more than enough room in both our iTunes for both of them. We've got love for both of them, and between them, there's more than enough plastic to redo a burns victim's face. So,
exactly. You know. So we're gonna play Lil Kim's hardest track up against Nicki Minaj's hardest track, and let you guys at home decide who you think's best. Now, these are the hardest tracks according to me. Maybe according to us. These are the hardest tracks according to us. Sorry. Yes. Us. It is the Danny Show then. So wait, here are the tracks, guys. And you know, make up the decision yourself. Please don't tweet me, because
don't DM me either. We don't care.
We don't care. These are just our opinions, guys. Enjoy the tracks.
Danny Show.
Niggas is dead and shit. What the fuck else could happen, yo? I don't think much more, son. I'm mother, yo. Yeah, seen it all and been through it all, yo. That's how niggas know right now. Yo, the mother for real, for real.
Queen B, baby.
That's it, it's the truth.
Lil' Kim. B.I.G.
No lying.
Yo. Blowing niggas with rusty ass German things. Giving the dough as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wetsuit when it rains and pours and all. Hit them with the fall, don't even know them from a hole in the wall. Get at me, niggas wanna clap me. Snitches wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my thuns close to me, enemies even closer. Sending kites with the Motorolas, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bats, obsessed with gas. Since a little dude, eating niggas full buck 50s. Niggas could kill me, but they coming with me. How about that, send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly bitch like that could leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm plotting instead.
Yo, it's some real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump him in the club, shit, have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump him in the club, shit, have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hoe, here we go again. Light as a rock, bitch, hard as a cop, bitch. This shit not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lots where my nigga rock like the spark a lot. My Brooklyn style speak for itself, like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer, the UNO competitor. I'm 10 steps ahead of ya, I'm a leader, y'all on some following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. Bitches suck cock just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M-O, B-B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D-double-E-P. What? Yeah, wish I lived a life I live. Yo, prodigy, tell them what this is, done. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump them in the club, shit, have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump them in the club, shit, have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my shit, I need that shit to boost my adrenaline. You rock that shit, that real life shit. Makes bitches wanna thug it, makes the projects love it. We come through like fuck it. Yo, want problems, pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaking with his twin ghosts. It's gangsta how we rock. While you watch, attracted to our style. This is how we get down. With big jewelry and big guns, we get busy, it get grisly. Beat niggas bloody, twist niggas frontin'. Get the running, for the men's get the dumping. The fans get the thumping. MOBB got the whole spot jumping. When my niggas step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
The real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
I am not Jasmine, I am Aladdin. So far ahead, these bums is lagging. See me in that new thing, bums is gagging. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Raw, raw, like a dungeon dragon. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Look at my show footage, how these girls be spazzing. So fuck, I look like getting back to a has-been. Yeah, I said it, has been. Hang it up, flat screen. Plasma, hey niggy, asthma. I got the pumps, it ain't got medicine. I got bars, sentencing. I'm a bad bitch, I'm a cunt, and I'll kick that hoe. trauma. Blunt, you play the back, bitch, I'm in the front. You need a job, this ain't cutting it. Nicki Minaj is who you ain't fucking with. You little braggabout, beat you with a padlock. I am a movie, camera block. You out of work, I know it's tough, but enough is enough.
Like a dungeon dragon, 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 like a dungeon dragon.
I ain't even ask an M, but my whip's off the chain. A little drop of candy paint drips off the frame. Twisted ass mind, got a pencil for a brain and a razor for a head. Fucking pencil for a frame. You don't like it, then peel off, bitch. Every last woman on earth I'll kill off. And I still would fuck you, slut. You wipe your smile on your grill off. I swear to God, I'll piss a happy meal off. Get the wheels turning, spin a wheel off. Snap the axle in half, bust the tie rod. Quit hollering, why God? He ain't got shit to do with it. Bygones will never be bygones. The world ain't finished swallowing my wad. I ain't finished blowing it. Nice bra. Hope it'll fit a tough titty, bitch. Life's hard, I swear to God. Life is a dumb blonde white bra with fake tits and a bad tie job. Just spit in my fuck.
No. No, sorry, I'm not going to listen to any more of Eminem's angry, belligerent.
Danny is not
feeling I'm not happy.
Eminem.
I don't like that. No, do you know what? He's just angry all the time. I'm sorry, I'm just not going to let anybody...
We're really going back to the Slim Shady.
No, it's not the Slim Shady. It's no shade. No shade. He's just
no umbrella.
What is he even talking about? What is he even...
Wait, something about pissing on a tripod.
I don't... All I heard was fuck a bitch in the ass. I was just like, what?
So we had to pause that.
We had to pause
sorry.
That, sorry. Well, you guys, it's up to you. Choose between Nicki and Kim. We're over it. Moving on.
I want to talk about how at 8 o'clock on a Saturday, the foolishness levels will go up in the UK a bit. And how you need to keep your kids indoors and turn off the TV because X Factor's on.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Danielle and I have been back and forth over this for a long time. I'm sure everyone in the nation has their own opinions. But right now, what I really want to talk about is how Katie's chin is just sending everyone home. Look at Mental Asylum Exile last week, Dry Boy Aiden.
Dry Boy, oh yes, my favourite demonic activity on television on a Saturday night.
He got sent home.
He did get sent home.
For a girl that's always barefoot and crying on the floor.
No, he got sent home for little Lenny Henry, Marvin Gaye. Who's the other one? Any old black man that can pop into Louis's mind. We can't blame Katie's enormous chin for that. Moving swiftly on, what next have you got for us in your foolishness package, girl?
I want to talk about Rihanna. And I don't want to be disrespectful. I'm Bajan. And I know there's Bajans listening to this show. But her latest effort is purely that. It's an effort. Once again, she's fallen a bit short of any achievement or task or goal.
Really? Yes. I mean, I've played a couple songs on the show. I do like a couple of her songs. Like, honestly, like, it does go on any of her album. Hit, miss, 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 miss.
And I know, and I totally agree, but I feel like I'm going to have to give her shades, an umbrella and a bus stop just to cover up all the unlikely sunlight that is coming off of this album, which she's called Loud. And in my opinion, it should have been called Silence because that's what you heard as I dragged it into the trash can on my desktop, if I'm honest.
What was it about the album that you didn't like, girl? Tell me. Let's go to the main offending track.
The main offending track for me, the rudiments of the problem within this album, is a song. Is it called Man Down? And all I can hear is rum pa pa pum, rum pa pa pum.
We're gonna play you the offending track, and you like let you understand where we're coming from.
Danny Show.
I didn't mean to end his life, I know it was alright. I can't even sleep and I can't get it off my mind. I need to get out of sight, but I end up behind bars. What started out as a simple altercation turns into a real sticky situation. Me just thinking on the time that I'm facing makes me wanna cry. Cause I didn't mean to hurt him. Could have been somebody's son, and I took his heart with him. I pulled out that gun, rum pa pa pum, rum pa pa pum, rum pa pa pum.
What? Like, I don't think we got that. What sound does the gun make?
Rum pa pa pum, rum pa pa pum, rum pa pa pum.
Rihanna, just babe, like, I didn't know the gun made that noise. I mean. I've lived in the ghetto a long time now. We all now, babe. I haven't heard the gun.
Rum, bum, 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 rum, bum, bum. No, she's very not serious. So yeah, I'm just gonna put her under the bus stop for that one.
Moving on.
Right, this is a really, this is the last foolishness topic today, kids, and it's quite important. I was channel surfing the other night and I came across Panorama, good old Panorama, and it was, the focus was obesity. And seeing as Danny's been talking about Dance Breed and the government, mm-hmm. hear what they're trying to instill now. They're going to raise the taxes on all high fat and sugary snacks, hoping that it will deter obese people from buying such products.
Wow.
We need to pause on that. Moment of silence. No, it's not going to work. What I need people to understand is I'm for all body types. Nigella, if you're out there, give me a call. I'm for all body types. So I don't hesitate, but when it gets to a point where you're getting on the bus and I've tapped my oyster and I feel like I can only get one bum cheek on the seat because of you, we now have a problem. So I think the only thing I can prescribe for that is just stop putting the food to your mouth. It would be really helpful.
It will be helpful. However, what the government is failing to realise once again, your dunce breeds, extremely obese people eat when they're unhappy. And they're mostly unhappy with you, David Cameron, you fucker. So what we need to do is get to the root cause of their problem, which is you. So without you, they wouldn't be fat, in my eyes. I think that's a really good thing.
I think Daddy's got a major point there.
Anyway, guys, I know I'm on my little government tip, but we just want to say thank you so much to Candy for Candy's Clinic this week.
Thank you so much, Danny. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'll be back next week with some more foolishness and ways to just eradicate it worldwide next week.
Yay!
So right now, I promised I'd make a dedication to my Twitter personal trainer, Dan Brathwaite. He wants to hear All of the Lights by Kanye West, so here you go.
So here, guys, with the whole in music industry is Kanye West and All of the Lights.
Yay!
Enjoy it, guys.
Dan Show.
Nigga dead. I slapped my girl, she called the feds. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home, I'm almost there. I'm on my way, headed up the stairs. To my surprise, a nigga replacing me. I had to take him to that ghetto university.
All the lights,
top lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
Drug life, thug life, rock life, every night.
Hi guys, now we're going to go straight into the Danny news. First of all, apparently according to the Pope, it's alright to wear condoms now. No, it's been alright to wear condoms forever, okay? AIDS is not a joke. And if the Pope thinks it's alright for him to come and say it now, he has jeopardised millions and millions of people's lives, and I personally think that's a really horrible thing to do. People should be allowed to make their decision on their own. If they want to go bareback, good for them, but they should not feel that God is going to send them to hell because they wore a condom. If anything, he's going to elevate them to heaven because they looked after themselves. Oh, I don't like that kind of thing. Moving on swiftly, guys. No, it's not Groundhog Day, but yes, there are some miners stuck in another mine. This time, however, it's in New Zealand. And we just hope and pray for the miners down there that they get rescued very speedily. So we send all our love and our blessings over there to them. And hopefully everyone comes out safe and sound. Moving swiftly over to America, and 40 of the nation's millionaires have joined the Patriotic Millionaires for Fiscal Strength to ask President Obama to actually tax them more. Can you imagine that? That is an amazing thing. And it's showing that in this tough economic times, the rich and the poor have to meet in the middle. And it's for the government to allow this meeting to happen and not to stand in the way. Oh, come on, Obama. Yes, we can. Didn't you say that? Or was that a myth? Moving on swiftly, guys, to today's competition. One of my lucky listeners is going to win a nail treatment at my favourite nail shop, TY Hair and Nail Salon in Norbury on 1104 London Road. This is any nail treatment you want, a manicure, acrylics, nail art, anything you want. All you have to do is answer this simple question. Who produced the track Man Down from Rihanna's new album, Loud? The first person to tweet me at The Danny Show will win the prize. So get tweeting, guys.
Danny Show.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show and you got to learn a lot about dunce breeds and what we can do to make sure the government doesn't take education from the generations that are coming up. Okay, guys? I'm going to leave you guys with my favourite song by far this week, Power 2011. Come on, guys, we can do it. Let's step out into this new week, take over the world, wear a condom, don't be a dunce breed. Peace and love, guys.
Danny Show.
Yeah, I'm Lee for the beat. The top brand dogs with me. If you don't know about me, yeah, I'm, you know, yeah, I'm Lee for the beat. The top brand dogs with me. If you don't know about me, yeah, I'm, yo, they like, who's in the rhythm? Only real top brand dogs, I'ma get him. Acting, only want flames in the rhythm. Forward, reload, that's what I'm digging on your mic. Timmy, creep for the hood, chilling. Go like a quick greeting, women. Trying to get a bill, get money, swimming. I'm Usain Bolt on the rhythm, I'm winning.
Well, well, well. You'll get a punch in the nose like blam. What? You'll get a big nose bleed like blam. How? You'll get a bitch on the floor like blam. Yeah. Drag the face across the curb like blam. Yeah. Now bring you in the road like blam. You'll get an elbow drop like blam. Well, well, well.
I wonder if I could do that. No telling who's gonna start charting. Drop my new style like would do that. I wonder if I could do that. No telling who's gonna start charting. Drop my new style like would do that. Yeah, I'm Lee for the B. The top brand dogs with me. If you don't know about me, yeah, I'm, you know, yeah, I'm Lee for the B. The top brand dogs with me. If you don't know about me, yeah, I'm.
Swag blazing, same way that made looks lazy. Same way getting hits my waist, man. Same way make up hips go crazy. Still the grimes and savior. Back now, just a bit more paper. Think 10 bags at a hater. Sony or not, man's major.
I go harder, my team's moving larger. I got big bars for your whole fam. Make your mom skank out with your father. I roll deeper, stylish through the speaker. How can you say it hard? Shout out, you ain't hard either. Grammy originator. Rule out for your K-Tar. Next time I meditator. Turn in the fingers of paper. Anybody that's that. Anybody that's that. Anybody that's on the A-Tar. I'm cool when it comes to the enemy. Cause I'm a jaw that levitator. Yeah, I'm Lee for the B. I'm the top brand dogs with me. If you don't know about me. Yeah, I'm, you know. Yeah, I'm Lee for the B. I'm the top brand dogs with me. If you don't know about me. Yeah, I'm.
Give me the mic, this rhythm is mine. I'm a skip like I got skipper and fine. If it's alive, why I deliver the hype?
Living alive, yes. This is that's been written alive, yes. This is a game and give me the prize, yes. The real vision alive.
I'm old school, I'm from the manor. I'd appear every rave. Dimcham MC Shabba. But I was on an original thing. So leave for the middle, please give me 16. I'm selfish, grim knows all about me. Yeah, I'm on a money man, it's all about cheese. And I don't mean the wine when I'm dining. Off that, I couldn't give a flank in the whole hood. Never like in my writing. Cause I'm hood like Little Red Riding. Oh, what big balls you have? Murder, man, nigga, no pen. If you this K.A., your skin burn.
Yeah, I'm Lee for the beat. Top brand dogs with me. If you don't know about me, yeah, I'm, you know, yeah, I'm Lee for the B. Top brand dogs with me. If you don't know about me, yeah, I'm.
Thank you for listening. Make sure you tune in again next week for The Danny Show.